This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, this is James Bond, the Godfather of Soul. I feel good. You check it out, my man, Mike Siegel. Hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy.
Welcome back in. Good to have you with us. We've got a big hour, some great conversation coming up. And as a matter of fact, we're about to cover a story that should get wide, wide exposure, is getting some coverage, but not enough by far. And it tells a very troubled tale about what's happening in the Middle East. We're having reputation assassination of Judge Kavanaugh here. We're having real assassination taking place in the Middle East. And a man whose name you will not know, except for a handful of you who might have read about this in our news junkies, Ari Fuld, F-U-L-D, a fellow who is an Israeli, upstanding citizen. Actually, the only, this is a horrible event that he was assassinated, but when I talked about the character assassination, Really similar to Judge Kavanaugh in terms of impeccable reputation, somebody in Israel who had his own family with children and all of that. So there are some parallels there, but unfortunately in the case in Israel, people don't get character assassinated. They get literally assassinated, and good people in that regard. Paul Miller is with us, the executive director and president of the Chaim Soloman Center, and one of the founders, and we're glad to have him with us, as always. Mr. Miller, how are you, sir?
I'm good. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Mike.
Thank you very much. This is a horrifying story. Maybe I'll just let you tell the story of what happened with this gentleman, his own background, and the tragic result.
Well, a week ago Sunday, Ari Fuld, who was actually, just so your listeners know, he was also an American. He was born and raised in New York, and him and his family moved to Israel 25 years ago. He actually held dual citizenship, and he was a proud American and a proud Israeli. He served in a special unit for the Israeli Defense Forces, and he was a father of four, if I recall, married, obviously, and only 45 years old. And a week ago Sunday morning, he was at a mall in the West Bank area, and he was hanging out. He was by this falafel shop, and a 17-year-old punk Palestinian terrorist stabbed him in the back. And Ari did not go silently, or he didn't die quietly. Ari actually took chase after this man, was able to get close enough where he shot him. Another bystander saw what happened, also gave chase, and also shot the individual. Ari and this punk, which is what I'm just going to call him, they laid there, both, of course, going to the hospital. Ari sadly succumbed to his wounds, and the terrorist is going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah, isn't that he was shot twice, then, the terrorist?
Yes, he was shot twice. He survived. What happened with Ari was he was actually, when he was stabbed in the back, he could have easily just fell. And no one would have called him a coward or anything for just waiting for help to arrive, saving his strength to give him a better chance of survival. But no, that's not what happened. He gave chase. He actually jumped over an obstacle and went running and was able to, gun this individual down where he didn't hurt anyone else. And we've also learned afterwards that this punk was looking for Americans or folks who spoke English. Ari obviously spoke both languages. And he actually also attempted to kill the girl who was behind the counter at this falafel shop, and was Ari's actions that saved her life. And the guy was just a hero. And, he wasn't just some guy on the street. He actually was a very well-known name in the pro-Israel community. He worked with an organization that was called, if I recall, it was called the Standing Together. It supports Israel Defense Forces soldiers. He also had a podcast, did videos, came to the United States often to speak of the truth about Israel. And something else for your listeners should know is that hours before he was assassinated, he contacted a friend of ours, in North Carolina, just to make sure she and her family were safe during the hurricane. So while he was caring for others and concerned about others, his life was taken away from him tragically just hours later.
And this is not the only such case, correct? I mean, Israelis live with this sort of thing every single day. Is that not the case?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the threat of terrorism and threats of these murders, assassinations, is something that you have to be worried about every day. This is why in Israel, while people are free to shop and enjoy their lives, there are always soldiers that are walking around with some Uzis or, some type of firearm. And it's very, that's extremely common because of these threats. The beautiful beaches in Israel, there's always going to be a presence of security forces just in case something like this happens. And, for the people in that area at the time this happened, fortunately, Ari was armed. Fortunately, Ari was able to stop this individual from killing others, which he obviously would have done. He gave his life for it. He gave his life for another individual and really all the people that were in that vicinity Sunday morning.
And not only that.
This is what Israelis live with every day.
Now, it's not only that. We're talking with Paul Miller of the Chaim Soloman Center. It's also the fact that this guy, had he gotten away, had this gentleman, Ari Fold, just stayed on the ground, you're right, he would have had expended less energy, maybe lost less blood. Somebody would have come over immediately because Israelis are used to this sort of thing and helped to put maybe a tourniquet or something on the wound so that it would stop the bleeding and maybe get him to a hospital quicker and save his life. He chose not to do that. He chose to run after this guy, mm-hmm. did slow him down. But my question is, if that guy had gotten away, how many more Israelis would have been killed is the point.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know, and thank God we don't, because he was able to thwart this attacker. How many people could have been stabbed? Probably easily could have stabbed at least a couple more. There would have been some type of security at some point, or some other Israeli armed with a gun, and probably would have stopped him at that point. But you're looking at multiple victims. If the first victim and really the only victim, Ari Fold, doesn't stop this attacker.
The other thing is, what do you think will happen? What's the typical situation with this terrorist? My recollection is Israel does not have a death penalty. So what do they do?
Well, he'll go to trial and he'll get a fair trial like always. And, whether he pleads guilty or not, I do not know. The evidence is overwhelming. There's video footage and he'll get a life sentence. His family will receive monthly payments and stipends from the Palestinian Authority because that's how the Palestinian authorities, this is the so-called peace partner. Those who commit acts of terror, murder Jews, they're rewarded with, their families are rewarded with, monthly stipends. It turned out that hours after the attack occurred, the Palestinian Authority had already transferred $3,000 to his family. His family will probably, since the individual is so young, they will probably earn over $1 million over the next so many dozen years because of the individual's efforts to kill. Now, the other thing that unfortunately happens in the past is that Israelis tend to swap prisoners. So this individual, being young and so forth, will probably think that maybe he'll spend 5, 10, 15 years tops. And Israelis they'll either be a captured soldier or there'll be Israeli bodies from war that Hamas or the PA have. And sadly, this individual would be released. So this is the real problem. I have always been against this idea of exchanging prisoners for...
Let me ask you, we'll pick that up when we come back, because that's a great point. I agree with you about that, by the way. Paul Miller is with us. Hi, I'm Solomon Seth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love scooping cat litter. Said no one ever. That's why I have a litter robot. It's an automatic self-cleaning litter box for cats. That really works. The litter robot totally eliminates the need for scooping dirty cat litter. No more scooping. Yay! And it really reduces those litter box odors. You wouldn't even know I have cats. Plus, there's always a clean bed of litter. Now I don't have to worry about dirty litter box paws on my kitchen counter. Litter Robot makes it so easy. I don't have to buy any expensive proprietary products. All I have to do is empty the waste drawer when indicated and add clean litter as needed. It's that simple. I really wasn't sure if my cat would use it, but when I saw that the Litter Robot came with a 90-day money-back guarantee, I couldn't wait to try it, and I'm so glad I did, because my cats love their Litter Robot. I wish I would have invested in the Litter Robot years ago. Thank you, Litter Robot. You're a life changer.
Litter Robot is backed by an 18-month warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Order today at LitterRobot.com and get free shipping. LitterRobot.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Adam, good to have you here. Mike Siegel with you. Paul Miller, the executive director and president of the Chaim Solomon Center, is with us. And it's about one case that magnifies the problem that exists with respect to the Middle East, and that is Israel losing one of its great citizens, a gentleman named Ari Fuld, who was killed last Sunday by a terrorist, 17-year-old, and stabbed in the back. Real, real brave guy that was. But let me ask you about, Mr. Miller, if I can, one of the problems you raise, which is that the families of these homicide bombers get money. And that includes, it's not just Hamas, which is the despicable organization. It's a terrorist organization. It wants to, in its charter, destroy the state of Israel. I mean, that's part of its charter to this, excuse me, to this day. But what about the Palestinian Authority and Mahmoud Abbas, who's supposed to be the so-called moderate? You pointed it out. He pays the families of these homicide bombers, and we were using American money to do it. Where does that stand now? Because I know that UNRWA has, we've cut back on our contribution to that UN organization for refugees. That money got to the Palestinians, so they don't have that money to, I think it was $10 million we cut out there.
Well, it was a lot more than that, actually. I mean, over what's happened in the past few months from the Trump administration is they have pretty much cut off nearly almost all funding to the Palestinian Authority, with the exception being for certain, like, humanitarian aid and health issues. But what was going on for decades was that the families of these terrorists were being, you know, and they still are being paid, you know, for killing Jews or attacking Israelis, and you know, the American taxpayer, as well as now the European taxpayer, were funding it. You know, we were all accomplices in funding this terrorism, in rewarding the murder of Israelis. Now, the Trump administration has put a complete halt to the funding that goes to the PA, and as you mentioned, UNRWA, which is a UN organization that basically, it, you know, is supposedly is there to support and help Palestinian refugees, which that's a whole other story of another day. But, you know, that's another con game where, you know, Palestinians aren't being helped and a lot of people are getting jobs and are pocketing the money. But what is good is that the American taxpayer is no longer funding this. You know, sadly, unfortunately, some of the Europeans have decided to step up and replace the money the United States has taken away with more money from themselves. So, you know, in that regard, the Palestinians, you know, still have money to pay these families, unfortunately, because of our so-called European friends. It's despicable. It is, first of all, if anybody really believes that there's going to be peace, you have to stop rewarding hate. And that's exactly what our friends in Europe continue to do with the Palestinian Authority. And it's despicable. And remember, in this case, it wasn't just an Israeli that's killed. This is an American also. And he's not the first American to be murdered by Palestinians. I mean, don't forget, we just passed recently the Taylor Force Act, which was actually the bill that took away this funding. And it was named after an American veteran, who was murdered by Palestinians in Israel a few years ago.
I didn't know that it had passed the Senate. I know it passed the House. So has the president signed it?
Yes.
Oh, that's good news. So we got that done.
I believe this was a while ago, but, you know, we're not funding this stuff anymore. Now, to be honest, unfortunately, the Taylor Force Act was watered down a bit because, you know, to get Democrats on board, unfortunately. Which again is another, you know, conversation we could have. But the gist of it is good. The gist of it is good and was worth passing. But, you know, still, the fact that, you know, we give money to thugs to reward thuggery.
I think Schumer and Nadler from New York forgot they're Jewish. That's what I think, but that's another story.
That's also another story. But I mean, Schumer, you know, Schumer didn't support the Iran deal, but he waited to the very end because he got the green light from the Obama administration to say you can vote no on it. We have enough votes. So anybody who gives Schumer credit for that is lying to themselves.
Right. That's a great point. Sometimes they vote knowing it's going to go the other way, but they want to look good.
Exactly.
Let me ask you then about the issue of trading prisoners. I mean, I agree with you, by the way. The Israelis will trade for the remains of their heroes in the IDF, Israeli Defense Force. They'll trade for a prisoner. I mean, there are cases where they might trade for two prisoners and give away 900. Back to the Palestinians, and those 900 wind up going out, and some of them at least are going to wind up killing more Israelis. What's the point of that policy? It makes no sense to me, and I've always been angry about that.
Well, you know, it's similar to what we had in with Wichita, with our prisoner camp in Cuba.
When Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, thank you, Guantanamo Bay. You know, we were under the Obama administration. They were releasing prisoners at times who we found out as soon as they got back to the Middle East or to whatever Arab country they were deported to, they were back fighting with Al Qaeda. There is a, you know, it's really a different mentality in the sense that the Israelis firmly believe, and this is noble, that, you know, you don't leave any prisoner behind. You don't leave any soldier behind. And, you know, that includes the bodies. But I'm a believer that when a lease comes to those who have passed, you can't give them an opportunity to kill more people by giving them back murderers. And I can't imagine that any member of Israel's Defense Forces who would pass would want to know that to reclaim their body meant the release of hundreds of potential murderers. That is something, and again, it's something that is being debated in Israel. There's, you know, it's a constant debate, and, you know, we'll see if it ends up happening again. I mean, sadly, you know, we know that there'll be more wars, there'll be more dead Israelis and members of the IDF and probably prisoners, and we'll have to see how the Israelis handle those exchanges. Will they learn? I couldn't tell you whether they're going to learn or not or change their policy.
Do they ever, I'm sure they get criticism from some Israelis about it, and we should have the same policy here, that you just never negotiate.
They do get criticism, but there is, you know, listen, I'll put it to you this way. It is tough being here in America for us to tell the Israelis what to do. But from a faraway perspective, it does seem that it just doesn't make sense to free those who will kill again for dead bodies. And but the Israelis in general, it's not something they tend to want their people back, and they're willing to make sacrifices. And that's really what we've seen since Israel's founding. Israel has always been willing to trade something for peace. You're dealing with people that are desperate for peace. We're going to have an article coming out from the Chaim Salman Center shortly that talks about the Camp David Accord with Egypt and the Oslo Accord with the PLO, and why did the one with Egypt work and the one with the PA not work at all? And that really has to do with the fact that Egypt wanted the Sinai back, and they were also tired of being massacred by Israelis every time they went to war. And so that peace agreement, which at times is cold, has worked. The Palestinians have never been serious about peace. It's always been a way to stay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Texas Rangers. That name is an inspiration and the recognition of the most respected law enforcement agency in America. Its history and tradition are impeccable and set the platinum standard for honesty, integrity, quality, and competence. Now you can have those same standards in honoring the Rangers by adding clothing items to your wardrobe that are of the highest quality and do honor to the Texas Rangers. Schaefer Outfitters has a full line of Western attire that will be your one-stop shopping location for Western goods. From shirts to pants to jackets, hats, gloves, vests, and other items, you're going to find those items you've been searching for elsewhere. Like me, you no doubt have been disappointed in looking for the best in Western wear. That search, folks, is over. Do what I did. Order toll-free by phone 800-426-2074, 800-426-2074. Order online at AmericanRanchWear.com. You're going to be glad you did.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process.
The President's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his wife Ashley sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
We're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
Accuser Christine Ford, scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News,
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware. CDW. People who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Good to have you with us. We move right along. Mike Siegel in, and thank you to Paul Miller for being here to expose the fraudulent behavior of the Palestinian barbarians, like that killer of that innocent Israeli, stabbing him in the back. In the meantime, we change tunes and get to a domestic issue that is changing as we speak, really, and that has to do with marijuana, pot. We've had some states already approve it legally. The question will you be able to use a credit card to buy pot? The way you can use a credit card to buy other items that change your mental condition, like alcohol, for example. And we're glad to have with us Sarah Lee Parrish. She's an attorney. She has a civil litigation practice. She practices in Oklahoma and Texas, or at least is admitted there, and practices before several federal district courts in Oklahoma, United States Courts of Appeal for the 10th Circuit, and the United States Supreme Court. So we're glad to have her with us. Ms. Parrish, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on tonight. I appreciate it, Mike. Good to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. How did you wind up, you've got a stellar background, how did you wind up getting into having a practice where you, at least one of your specialties is marijuana?
Well, you know, I am passionate about the medicinal use of that plant, and I've had experiences with friends who have had breast cancer who could have been helped. As far as the chemotherapy symptoms, had it been available to them at the time, and I've read about the Stanley Brothers in Colorado who have cultivated their hemp CBD oil that has done wonders for children with epileptic seizures, and I just believe that the medicinal value has been highly underrated. And so that got me into this. That's what caused me to become involved.
You know, I'll tell you a real quick story about an attorney I once interviewed in Washington State when I was on the air in Seattle. And he was from Tacoma, had cancer. He was terminal. and he was in severe pain, and the only thing that would get rid of the pain would be marijuana. The other stuff didn't work. Heroin didn't work. Heroin trip, none of that. He himself brought the case, getting it to the Washington State Supreme Court. And ironically, Washington, of course, now has legal marijuana for recreational use. But at that time, the Supreme Court voted 9-0 to deny him the right to use it medically. He went before the court and said, it's the only thing that I have that can keep me out of pain. They didn't care. And I always wondered why people sitting on the bench know more about the medicinal aspect of this than medical doctors. It would seem to me that what the courts ought to say is that it could be used maybe strictly under prescription and by doctor's dispensation. Well, what right does a judge have to make a decision about the medical use of marijuana when, for God's sake, OxyContin is killing people by the thousands, oxycodone, fentanyl, I mean, you name it. And these idiots sitting on the court think they know more than the medical doctors. I don't say give it away freely. I say give it away, have it available through prescription, just like more dangerous drugs are available by prescription, like OxyContin.
I agree with you, Mike. But I'll tell you, and as an attorney, you know this as well. Ninth Circuit judges are sworn to uphold federal law, and right now, and when the attorney in Washington State, sadly, when he went to them and asked them to grant him special dispensation to use it medicinally, and they denied it, it was still listed as a Schedule I controlled substance under federal law. And, of course, that just brings to a head the conflicts in state and federal laws. We have 30 states at least who have legalized it in some form or fashion at this point, and we still have our federal government classifying it as a Schedule I controlled substance, and the obvious problems are just, there are many of them.
Well, the thing that I would say, Ms. Parrish, is that a court could have the courage because, look, that's an issue. First of all, the Supreme Court once said, I think more than once, that the health, safety, welfare, and morals of a population is the purview of the state, not the feds. So the states have the right to do that, even according to the United States Supreme Court. So then the state court, whether it's Washington State or any place else, could have said, we're going to allow this to happen under medical control, be damned in terms of what the federal says, because frankly, in my view, I've always thought this, that putting marijuana as a class one drug with heroin and all of the other much more serious drugs is ludicrous, and it's really to protect the drug industry because somebody could grow their own marijuana plant at basically almost no cost and use it for its benefits, and so that would undermine the drugs being given, like the morphine drip. My mother went through a morphine drip, cost a fortune in her last days. Marijuana wouldn't cost that much, and it might be a whole lot better as it was for this attorney. So why should the courts have this control when it's really about the pharmaceutical industry getting the benefit?
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. I have thought for a long time that the reason there has been such resistance to legalizing it on the federal level especially is because of the pharmaceutical lobby. Because when people are educated and learn that this plant will provide them a lot of medicinal value that is currently being prescribed by doctors who give you opiates that are addictive and all of the drugs that we see advertised where the side effects are almost more dangerous than the condition that they're prescribed to treat, then people are obviously going to vote for cannabis. They're going to start asking their doctors to prescribe something that is much safer, really a natural product, as opposed to all of these synthetic pharmaceuticals. But as far as the courts are concerned, I think it's a dilemma. The federal court, nobody's had the courage to do anything but continue with the status quo. And frankly, if it were to go to the Supreme Court, there, in looking at the current Schedule I classification, that court would have to really become an activist court to do something about it. Now, the state courts are a different matter entirely. You know, in Oklahoma, we have just legalized marijuana medicinally. We have medical marijuana now because of our state question 788 that passed. And so, of course, under our state law, the medicinal use of that plant is legal within the confines of the regulations that have been enacted. And so with state courts where it has been legalized, that's an entirely different issue. But that just shows that people need to contact their senators and their representatives and let them know how they feel about this, because really the federal solution is what is to change things in that regard when it comes to the federal courts.
Now, I told
you about the pharmaceutical lobby. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, the pharmaceutical lobby is what's behind all this. And
yes.
Look, I understand the federal courts, frankly, to be very candid about it, as much as I support getting rid of the Class 1 categorization of marijuana under federal law, controlled substance, I don't want the courts making that decision. I want that done by the administrative process and procedure. The Drug Enforcement Administration, for example, it was about a year ago now, I think, reinforced the point that it's still a Class 1 substance. And I just shook my head. I remember reading it. And they said again, it's a Class 1 substance. And it's outrageous, frankly, that happened. But I want to come back when we get back from the break and pick up on the status. Recreational is a different category altogether. And so we'll talk about that. Let's just leave it that hopefully every state will be doing medical marijuana so that the feds will just throw up their hands and say, forget it. Whatever they call it, it won't make any difference. The issue is going to become the recreational use. So we'll come back to that. Sarah Lee Parrish is with us. She's an attorney and has one of her specialties as being marijuana law. Mike Siegel in. Much more coming on the other side. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Texas Rangers. That name is an inspiration and the recognition of the most respected law enforcement agency in America. Its history and tradition are impeccable and set the platinum standard for honesty, integrity, quality, and competence. Now you can have those same standards in honoring the Rangers by adding clothing items to your wardrobe that are of the highest quality and do honor to the Texas Rangers. Schaefer Outfitters has a full line of Western attire that will be your one-stop shopping location for Western goods. From shirts to pants to jackets, hats, gloves, vests, and other items, you're going to find those items you've been searching for elsewhere. Like me, you no doubt have been disappointed in looking for the best in Western wear. That search, folks, is over. Do what I did. Order toll-free by phone 800-426-2074, 800-426-2074. Order online at AmericanRanchWear.com. You're going to be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are good to have you with us, Mike Siegel, in as we get back to our conversation with Sarah Lee Parrish. She is an attorney and specializes in marijuana law. I'm going to ask you a question, Ms. Parrish. You can answer it or not as you see fit. But because you're an attorney and also a female, I wonder what your thoughts are about what's going on with now the allegations toward Judge Kavanaugh. You would potentially be going before the Supreme Court, and he might or might not be there, depending on what happens here. What just in terms of the process, without one point of view or another, what do you make of this?
Well, I, as a female, of course, it's a concern if there are allegations that another female would make that a man has made unwanted sexual advances toward her. But also, you have to wonder why it has taken so long for this to come out. And frankly, the atmosphere in Washington is just so, our parties are so polarized, and you just have to question, I'm not questioning the integrity or the veracity, but you have to question the timing of when these allegations were made and the manner in which they were brought. I think that they've not been handled in the best way possible. And I say that as a woman, and most of the women my age have had, who are especially professionals, have had kind of an experience with unwanted sexual advances, and it's horrible. And I certainly wouldn't want anybody on the court who had done that. But I also think he is certainly entitled to be treated fairly, and you have to wonder about the timing of it.
I agree with you on all of that. We're all, hopefully, I mean, I've always been sensitive to that. I mean, no one has a right to advance themselves toward another person. As you know, any unwanted touching becomes a battery in the first place. So, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's horrible. But I've often thought, sometimes I've walked down, I used to live in New York, and wherever I've lived, if I'm walking down a street late at night, I'm thinking to myself, how could a woman walk down this street? You know, when it's dark and there's not a lot of light. And I think in terms of being a woman and how women have to deal with things that men have no concept of. And so that's a problem. But it's also, as you know, as an attorney, there's something called due process, notice and a right to be heard.
Yes.
And she even wanted him to go first. Well, how can he go first when you have to lay out the charges before the person being accused can respond? You know, so.
Absolutely. Yes.
So there's
Yes, and I think there's also a philosophical side to this that everyone needs to consider. It seems to me that we have reached the stage in our society where there is no room for I'm trying to think of the best way to say this, but say for the sake of argument that when he was young, he did some things that he now regrets and has lived a life of stellar ethics and values. I don't know anybody out there who did something, who didn't do something in college or in high school that they probably regret doing as a youth. And it seems to me that there is no room for forgiveness. I'm not saying that he did it. I have no idea, you know, but even in the event that he did, is there room for looking at the rest of his life and looking at the fact that if it did occur, that it was not ever prosecuted, that nothing was brought out? And I just think that we have lost the ability as a society to allow room for people to transgress and be forgiven after living a stellar life. Does that make sense? What do you think about that?
It makes a lot of sense. And I've thought that, and I haven't really brought that up here because, or talked much about it, because, see, I don't believe he did it. I think she has, she had something happen. I take her at her word, but something happened that she's confused about. And
yeah.
And if he did it, you know, it's still possible he did it. I just don't believe he did. But you're right. If anybody, not just him, if we're going to, I mean, I could find stuff on Richard Blumenthal. He lied about going to Vietnam, for God's sake, on the backs of 50,000 guys and women who died there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you want to go microscopically back, you can do that. But we know he's lived an impeccable life since then. I mean, and all these women who came out for him, what, 220 women. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
My biggest thing was the whole fairness and due process, and the politics have turned this into a personal destruction of him rather than getting to the truth that on the part of the Democrats and the left. But let me get back to our marijuana. And do you think that more states are going to legalize recreational marijuana as Colorado and Washington have done?
I think so. I do. I think it is only a matter of time, frankly. And, you know, it's now been legalized in California. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens there as they roll that out. And I think it's just a matter of time. They call it the green tsunami. And I do think that it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And quite frankly, I think when corporations figure out the kinds of monies that are available in this industry, then any qualms that they may have are going to go away, and they're going to start taking more of an interest in having it legalized at the federal level.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too.
It's a matter of economics, you know?
You know, the federal government has been kind of laissez-faire about this under Obama and under Trump. They're not doing a whole lot to go after the states where marijuana has been made legal, and people need to understand. It's legal at the state level. It's technically illegal at the federal level. So the attorney general could send the FBI or other agencies in to Washington or Colorado or California and arrest people for selling marijuana there. The problem is it's obviously it would be an outrage to a lot of people in those states. And I think the answer is going to be that you're going to need more states making recreational marijuana legal. When you get to 15, 20, 25 states, I think at some point that even the Congress might step in and get rid of that class one categorization. Could the president do it by executive order? Could the administrative branch get rid of the class one classification for marijuana?
No, I think that's something Congress must do. And I was in Washington, D.C. last month, and I met with several members of the Congressional Cannabis Caucus, and I know they are working very hard to pass something, and one of them assured me his belief that this 106th Congress is going to pass at least at a minimum the STATES Act, which is going to protect businesses and financial institutions, hopefully, in states where it's been legalized as long as they're in compliance with state law.
Yeah, so then we should see movement in that direction. I think, is it fair to say that the fact that the federal government, under both parties' executive branch administrations, Republican or Democrat, have not really prosecuted these cases very much in the states where marijuana is legal? They haven't challenged the state laws very much. Is that a fair statement?
I think that is a fair statement. But I'll tell you a quick story that is frightening for people in the industry. A friend of mine who is an attorney in California sent me an article about a federal judge there, a trial judge, who sentenced a dispensary owner for felony for dispensing a Schedule I controlled substance. The person had been prosecuted apparently by a really eager assistant United States attorney, and he sent me the article that contained the judge's words in the sentencing, and I'm paraphrasing, but he pretty much said, gosh, I hate to do this. This is terrible. It's legal under state law, but you're in my courtroom. We're under federal law. Congress needs to act. And that dispensary owner was sentenced to prison time. So that just, again, highlights the conflict of state and federal law and the fact that there are no guarantees, even with the Cole memo and FinCEN and with DOJ putting out other memos that have said we don't want to allocate a lot of resources to prosecute people, especially in those states where it's legal, it still can be an issue. That was California, and that was recently. So
yeah, that's still going on. You'll see cases like that, but hopefully as time goes by, all of that will change, and we're moving in that direction. And I think that just the force of people's movement is going to have an effect on changing that law. There's a lot of other things to worry about beyond that, as we have seen. Ms. Parrish, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much, Sarah Lee Parrish, attorney and marijuana specialist. Thank you for your time. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.